Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Woodwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavner. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clancy scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Johnny Woodwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaum. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Kaum steals second. Johnny Woodwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lynn trying to get to third. Woodwood throws the ball into Kaum, who tags Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel strikes out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry strikes out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Jameson steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Adkins covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Averill scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. Fonseca moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jamison for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry strikes out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Metzler bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Adkins covering, for the out. Tavener moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields the ball and throws to Miller covering. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Clancy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Reynolds moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dutch Hoffman pinch hits for Johnny Whatwood. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kom. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kom scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman now playing right field. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-2 in the game. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Adkins takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Metzler strikes out. 2 outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Jake Miller. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to third for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hoffman who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Myatt scores. Tavener goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Farrell drops the ball. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds bunts towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-3 in the game. Autry hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Metzler is walked intentionally. Art Shires pinch hits for John Kerr. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buck Redfern now playing second base. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tavner moves to third. Lind moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill is walked intentionally. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tavner tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.